Mr. Chairman, honorable ministers, distinguished delegates, I join previous speakers to express my country's appreciation to the government and people of Kenya for hosting the 10th WTO Ministerial Conference and to register the deep gratitude of my delegation for the warm hospitality extended to us. I would also like to welcome the new members to our WTO family, Afghanistan and Liberia. My delegation aligns itself with the statements made earlier by Fiji on behalf of the Pacific, Bangladesh on behalf of the LDCs, and Barbados on behalf of the ACP group. Mr. Chairman, at the outset, may I begin by saying that my delegation is disappointed that we meet here on the continent of Africa on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of our organization, with very little to show to the world that we are serious about addressing the development aspirations envisaged in the DDA. Instead, we are here faced with a dilemma of deciding the future direction of our engagement, on whether to continue with the DDA mandate or simply to do away with it. Solomon Islands recognizes that the DDA mandate sufficiently takes into account the development needs of the LDCs and small and vulnerable members, and by doing away with it, will further marginalize them from the multilateral trading system. Mr. Chairman, we believe that the continuing impasse we experience in concluding the DDA negotiations is not because of the flaws in the mandate or the process in which we engage, but because of the unwillingness on our part to exercise the political will to broker consensus in our negotiations. The growing ideological divide of opinions by technocrats that polarizes the negotiations process in Geneva has led only to deadlock in negotiations. Mr. Chairman, this attitude needs to change. We have to be pragmatic and cognizant of our shared responsibility to tackle the trade and economic inequalities that exist amongst members and work towards integrating the weak and most vulnerable members into the global economy. At this conference, we call on all members to deliver on the Doha Round's development mandate as a matter of priority. Mr. Chairman, our position is clear on this. The outstanding development issues related to the DDA must be addressed first and foremost. Of particular interest to Solomon Islands is rules negotiations on fisheries. We believe that by putting in place disciplines on fisheries, subsidies will not only help curtail IUU fishing and protect the rapidly depleting world's fish stocks from over-exploitation, but also sustain the economies of LDCs, small coastal states, and others that rely heavily on fisheries for employment, livelihood, and food security. Solomon Islands also places emphasis on the importance of reaching an agreement on all specific demands of LDCs on the Doha Round. Priority must be given to implement the earlier ministerial decisions made in favor of LDCs. Mr. Chairman, as an LDC and a beneficiary of the Enhanced Integrated Framework, Solomon Islands would like to stress the importance of the EIF for achieving sustainable trade development. At this juncture, I wish to express our gratitude to those partners who have and continue to contribute to the EIF Trust Fund and call on members to maintain their support. On the trade facilitation agreement, Mr. Chairman, I wish to notify members that Solomon Islands is in the process of ratifying this agreement. In closing, Mr. Chairman, may I encourage all of us to take inspirations from the recent COP21 success by exercising openness and flexibility to find common grounds to reach consensus on decisions that will serve the best interests of all our peoples. Mr. Chairman, the onus is on all of us to exercise that political will, and I believe we can. Thank you.